In this episode, learn how to build a smart customer journey that helps you sell faster. You know, más rápido.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery. Brought to you by Wirebuzz.
What is up? What is up? Okay, there's a lot of information for me to share. This is going to be a really important topic for you because it frames up where this road is headed. You know, I had a really smart, nerdy conversation this week with, I think, a rock star in digital marketing. We had a little dinner, a little happy hour, and the question was, where do you think it's going? And I kind of wanted to build this topic for you to show you about a customer journey and how to do it on your website, but most importantly, how to speed up and make your website like the Autobahn of highways that bring traffic in at accelerated rates so you can close deals to them at faster and faster rates. Now, we're going to get to that in a moment. Marcus Krieg is sitting chilling on the couch off to the side, and Jason Fair is with me, Wirebuzz's director of, what is it?
Director of content, buddy. Right? You know, come on. It's only been like, you know, 2 or 3 years, something like that. All is good, though.
I got scared. Yeah. I got right up there and I was like, I got no notes on this. I should know that.
A little impromptu here, so that's good.
Jason, I had a really funny thing that happened this week. You know, one of our longtime companies that we've been servicing, they had a out with the old and in with the new.
Little cleansing,
right? Yep. So everybody that we knew went bye-bye. Mm-hmm. And everybody they brought in, we didn't know, but we got a phone call that said something like, hey, our new CEO needs headshots. He's going to be in town. Can we have him stop by and you guys take the photos? And we were like, yeah, that's the easiest thing we'll ever do, headshots. So when the CEO came in, well, Jason and I, while he's getting makeup, started a real casual conversation. Didn't go in for the hard kill, right? Like you would with your marketing. You start off, gain some value, some trust, right?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And before we knew it, and this person's name is, we're going to use...
Let's go with Gary A.
Gary A. Not Gary Vay, right? Gary Vaynerchuk, but on the show. But Gary A. is making the show. And I would turn to Jason every once in a while and I'd go, what's his name again? And Jason would go, Gary A, right? So after Gary A got his photos, well, what did we do?
Well, we just did a soft approach, like you said. I mean, we just started chit-chatting with him, and he was a pretty jovial, fun guy to kind of hang out with, and we ended up taking him back, I think, to your office, and, you know, we kind of started...
Showed
him the fish tank, yep, exactly, which was a nice, clean fish tank, so... we ended up just kind of started nerding out with him, and all of a sudden he was just like eating the breadcrumbs, and all of a sudden it was, you know, he was just kind of spilling out all of his challenges and issues, and it was just kind of like, didn't realize it was going to go down that road. It was just kind of a great conversation to start with, and of course, needs started rising, so, you know, what do? We start listening.
And at first glance, we were the photographers.
Right.
At second glance, we were like, oh, that's kind of smart. Whoa, these guys actually have a really nice office. They might know some things. At third glance, he was like, these guys have massive field context in our industry, in digital, in video, in online marketing.
Yep.
And then at some point, he said, I look forward to giving you guys a lot of money. Yeah. Were you there for that part
when he said that? I think that conversation happened when he called the Uber to come pick him up. And then the Uber wasn't there. And then all of a sudden you drive out there and you pick him up.
I leave the office. I'm like, he leaves and I'm like, oh, it's about my time to pull off my like cool guy CEO, leave a little early kind of thing. Cause it's, you know, it's my prerogative. Yeah. And thank you, Bobby Brown, for that. And as I got into the car, I got to the street, end of the street, and I saw that CEO standing out
there.
Gary A. And I said, hey, Gary, what's going on? He goes, oh, I'm just waiting for my Uber. And I knew where he was staying. His hotel was literally on my drive home. So I threw him in the car, drove him where we were going. And he just looked at me at some point and he goes, who knew that a CEO could provide such a great delivery service? This is great.
Yeah. What's even more funny is after that kind of conversation happened, I ended up, because he had no idea like what we did, and we walked him through everything and kind of brought him up to speed. And then I sent him the actual content that we created for him, and he was like blown away by it.
Yeah.
And then literally the next morning, within less than 20, it was like 10 hours later, he calls and he's like, thank you so much for sending the videos. We want to, we've got a new video project for you. When can we sync up?
Right.
You know? Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
All that started, if listeners of this podcast know that a lot of times I think marketing and sales has a lot to do with dating. When we first met Gary A, we didn't go in with a harpoon and try to go in for a big close and, and reel back our game. Instead, what we did is we added a little bit of value. We had some initial conversation, piqued his interest, had a deeper conversation. And before you know it, we're providing significant value. And that's how you nurture and develop a relationship, and you do the same in your customer journey.
Right, exactly. It was just kind of a natural progression, and building that trust first opened up, you know, to him to being like, oh, okay, you guys, I understand what you do. Makes a lot of sense. I need some help, obviously. And it looks like you guys are the company that will, you know, get me to my goals.
That's how we do it, Jason. Yeah. That's how we do it. All right, everything is goal-focused. I'm glad you brought that up. Speaking of goals, we have some clients walking in the door in a few moments. And you're going to the happy hour with me, right?
Oh, for Sheezy.
And because every good story always starts with tequila.
Absolutely.
Right?
A few times, yeah.
We did spring training a week ago or so, the whole company.
Fabulous time.
Great time,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Party bus, 15 of us out there in the stands.
Yep.
I had a good time. That was a lot of fun.
Great food, great drinks, great company. It's great team building. And it was a good time. It was, we need to do that more often.
I totally agree. And especially with 18 baseball teams playing in our backyard here, it's the best time of the year. I think I seem to recall, before we got back in the party bus that you and Marcus Krieg and I took a photo with a statue of, Jack Daniels or
Jack
something?
Jack Daniels. All right. Yeah, it was.
I'll put that on the show notes page. People are going to want to see that. Yeah. Jason, thanks for joining me on the podcast.
Yeah, glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
All right, brother. See you at happy hour.
Yeah, peace out.
Who knew we'd be talking so much about alcohol in this episode? But anyway, spring training is in town. We went and saw the Angels and the D-backs on a Tuesday. Two nights ago, I went and saw the San Francisco Giants and Madison Bumgarner on the hill playing against the Cubs. That was a lot of fun. And last week, we had our WireBuzz team filming in San Francisco for most of the week, and this week in Los Angeles. And then today, tomorrow, and the next day, they're filming in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And what they're doing in Grand Rapids is they're in the process right now of winning our next award. It starts long before you submit the award. It starts when Marcus Krieg, our director of strategy, starts breaking down the strategy for that video, building the video idea and the concepts around it, and then hands it off to creative, and we go out and start writing the scripts and executing. And that's going down right now in the frozen tundra of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Marcus Krieg, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
What is up?
What is up?
Oh, dude, that's so funny. Okay, so a lot of layers of inside jokes of too many podcast episodes. Hey, if you want to get access to the show notes for this episode, for any of the knowledge bombs that are going to be dropped or some of the silly photos along the way, you can always go to wirebuzz.com/142. Marcus, you're not going to happy hour with us in a few moments, which I don't know. I actually have already asked Marcus if I could have his two drink tickets, which is good. Those go
you
directly
may.
To me. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you.
Marcus, one of the things that I know we're both obsessed about is, well, a moment ago I mentioned how a good story always starts with tequila, but on your website, not so much.
Not so much.
A good story on your website starts where your prospect arrives mentally, right?
Exactly.
And so what we're going to be talking about in this episode is really framing up how a buyer, a prospect comes into your site and how you kind of flow path them through the decision-making process to a no-brainer, obvious purchase decision. And so I wanted you, because I think you're the best person to talk about this, the customer journey, the story arc, tee it up. Let us know, like, what is that?
Sure. So I think the last time we discussed this was using video in the B2B sales process. right? And I think that was episode 135. So this wasn't too long ago. This was maybe 5 or 6 weeks ago.
Damn, do you have those numbers rolling around in your dome?
No, I looked it up because I knew that it was, this was kind of like taking that conversation one step further, because as you and I know, like, it's great to talk about using story frameworks and making sure that your message is constantly in alignment with the story your prospects are telling themselves about themselves and the problem that your product solves, right? Or the transformation it provides. So we want to be in alignment with that story because that's how we stay relevant. That's how we make sure that we're managing context, which is how we make sure that there's, for example, motivation to click the next button or to sign up for that thing that you're offering in exchange for an email address, right? The only way to know if someone's going to value that thing is if you manage the context and pre-frame them and prepare them so that they want it when they get there.
All right. I need to take two steps back. I love where you're going, but I'm hearing our audience saying, all right, guys, this is the audience voice, by the way. All right, guys, all of this sounds great, but what does any of this have to do with video? And why should I, as a video creator, even care?
Well, there's a number of ways that video intersects with this. And so we'll definitely talk about a few later on. But the most important general answer to that question is that any content you create, any message you put out, from a brochure that you're going to hand out at a conference, to your explainer video, to your website copy, to the experience people take through your website, to a white paper, to you name it, every single marketing and sales asset that you have should have either a should either function as a piece of this customer journey, such as like a sales brochure, right? It might serve a specific function to move someone from like late resistance to a buyer. Whereas some are designed to fit in at the beginning of a journey, right? Like an explainer video. So in some cases you have pieces. In others, you're going to tell the whole story, like on your website. So it's the first step to effective marketing. And I know we just had this conversation with a client we laid out a strategy for. And this sounds fundamental. We always hear marketers talking about telling stories and about, you know, using the customer conversation and the customer story and lining up your material that way. But we, A, don't know how to do that, right? Like, what are the actual steps? So I think that's what we're going to be talking about today.
Absolutely.
And then in addition to that, it's challenging to... it's challenging to actually execute it and understand how you're going to be using your website in an on-demand fashion, right? So your website is ultimately the repository for this entire journey, but any individual piece of content you're going to use is fitting into that context.
Absolutely. And I'm glad you framed it up like that. And as video marketers, we want to make sure that if you're going to be creating a video project for your company or for a client, that you start understanding the concept and you start understanding, besides just creating the video, how it fits within that flow path from first time they come onto the site, what's floating around inside their dome, what thoughts, what stories, what messages they arrive with is where you start. And bring them all the way down through all of the critical knowledge they need in order to become a smart customer.
Right.
And in the customer journey story arc, we want to hook their attention based on their priorities and their interests. Why is that important?
Because if you want to grab someone's attention, you need to be a priority to them, right? And in some cases, you're trying to interrupt someone in a social context, such as a Facebook ad, right? If you're posting something on Facebook or on Twitter, they're in a social context, they're looking for entertainment. So how are you competing with all of the entertainment content on there? Now, if you have a business message and you're targeting people who care, right, who are motivated, and you're delivering a value prop, you can get some people's attention. But there's a reason why selling on Facebook ads generally isn't very effective. Usually you have to serve and lead and guide, and then you sell in a different context, right? Or you run an ad only to people who've been highly engaged. But it's really important to understand that each piece of content you push out is designed for a specific function, and it's 10,000 steps to your destination, not, you know, 10,000 leaps and attempts to get all the way there.
Yeah. And this is why when we started the conversation with Jason Fair, I wanted to talk about Gary A, because I knew that we didn't start off with a sale to Gary. Over the hour that he was in the office, we slowly added more value, but we started where Gary started, getting his hair and makeup done in the office, and then kind of kept bridging him to the next phase of the conversation.
Right. And that's, I mean, and we always use the airplane metaphor, right? Because on an airplane, there's nothing better to do but to chat to the person next to you.
And Wirebuzz employees get it roughly 45 flights a year. So we spend a lot of time on the airplane. There's great airplane analogies.
Right. So the idea of being able to communicate with someone over an extended period of time and deliver large amounts of information, that is the traditional role of sales. And this is all we're really talking about now is taking that process that you guys went through with Gary A, and then you just translate some of that. And really, you want all of that information, all of those beliefs, right, all of the objections that you handled, all of that information should be in proper sequence on your website or on a microsite if you have too many products and are not able to manage that context. So very important to start with that, because everything you do with content, everything you do with advertising, everything that your salespeople are going to be pushing out, if it is not in alignment with that, then you're going to constantly have a bunch of speed bumps along the route.
Disconnects, right? Where your precious traffic gets stalled out, slowed down, or diverted off the path that you want them to go on.
Make it easy. It's bowling. How often do people, your customers are novice bowlers. They're 4-year-olds at the bowling alley. You need to put the bumpers up for them or they're going to gutter out over and over again. And that's expensive because, as you know, attention is increasingly expensive these days. It's hard to get someone back to your website.
Absolutely. So first hook their attention based on their priorities, not yours, their priorities. You want to hook their attention based on their priorities and interest, and then you want to diagnose the underlying problem or desire, if needed, to connect the dots to your marketing argument. Let's unpack this second bullet point here, okay? I'll put these all on this. Mm-hmm. I think it'll be helpful for people to see it. Episode 142, wirebuzz.com/142. You'll see these bullet points. So why is diagnosing the underlying problem or desire important if you're going to connect the dots and bring them through your marketing argument?
It's about establishing proper context.
Okay.
Okay. So let's say that I am a strength trainer.
Okay.
Okay. And
by the way, you're real swole right now because Marcus went to the gym. It's Friday. We're a little bit looser around here today because we know a happy hour thing's happening soon. But right before we walked in, you gave me the whole lowdown on your gym today. How does this fit in? How does the gym and getting pumped fit in with this?
Well, I'm not sure about the getting pumped thing, but where I was going was, if let's say you're a fitness trainer and you specialize in jump training, like helping people improve their vertical jump.
Okay.
Okay. Now, if I want to sell vertical training to basketball players or track athletes or volleyball players, mm-hmm, right, I first need them to believe that jumping higher is going to improve their athletic performance.
Absolutely.
So diagnosing the underlying desire in that case is better athletic performance, not jumping higher.
Right.
Right. So we as businesses, we like to think that the problem or the desire that we directly fulfill, that we're one step away from fulfilling, is the desire that our customers have. Oftentimes, that's not their priority. Mm-hmm. If you're a basketball player, you care about not getting cut. You care about making the starting lineup. You care about getting the scholarship.
I care about my coach somehow slipping me $100K in an envelope, but I'm just saying.
Right. So you care about performance, not jumping, not, you know, necessarily shooting better, right? It's the total package. So you start with what they want, right? The underlying desire in this case is making the team, right? Getting the scholarship. So you start with those things. And then you show them how the people, maybe there's a correlation study where the people with the best vertical jumps are more likely to get Division I college scholarships. So you need to have freak athleticism and I can help increase your vertical 10 inches in 12 weeks. So therefore, you're going to be this much more likely to get a D1 scholarship.
So you guys, did you hear what Marcus just did? really, really well, by the way. He hooked their attention based on their priorities and their interests, right? Their priorities and interests. I want to play basketball. I want to get a scholarship. I want to make the team, right? All of those things. And then the underlying problem or the desire, I want to jump higher. I want to be more competitive. I want to connect as a marketer the dots for my target audience, because when I do that, it allows me to make a very smart marketing argument, which is the reason why they should choose your business, your product, or your service. See or no?
See.
Okay.
Right? So like, just imagine this, okay? You help someone make money, right?
That's what I do.
Well, I'm just saying, like, let's imagine a business and your business helps someone make more money. That's what the business, right? That's what we do, yeah. Right? We help businesses make more money. Now, how many hundreds of thousands of businesses could make that that general claim? We help businesses make more money.
A lot.
So many. Right? Most businesses, right? And so us leading with, we help businesses make more money, fall flat.
Right?
Every single time.
Every time.
It's true, but it's not the underlying desire, right? Maybe the underlying desire is helping someone advance their career, getting a seat at the table, right? Mm-hmm. If we're talking to a marketer at a traditional organization, we want to give them sexy things so that they get a seat at the table with the sales leadership, because maybe their organization is 15 years behind and sales only has 4% of that commercial budget, mm-hmm. right? So if we're talking to that person, then the underlying desire is a seat at the table, not make your organization more money, mm-hmm. right? So identify the real problem. That way you can capture their desire and hook their attention with something that's truly relevant, that's truly poignant, that actually puts your finger on the true pain or desire. And then you can promise a unique mechanism of action, that marketing argument, in order to create hope and desire. So again, you're just weaving all of these things together in order to start like people running towards your solution, mm-hmm. right? You refer to it as, you know, sliding down your funnel like they're on a slip and slide, and that's what you want. And it requires connecting all of the content dots. In other words, thinking top down on your website. When there are decisions to be made in order for people to stay between the bumper lanes, use navigational elements, use buttons, use, I'm a healthcare provider, I'm a patient, right? Create distinct journeys so that people don't have to struggle to get the information that makes your product a no-brainer. Give them that information and make it as easy to navigate as possible.
Beautiful. And as a marketer, you should always be thinking, how can I get heightened focus, heightened attention from my target audience? And the way you do that is you make sure that that information is highly relevant to that audience. The more relevant, the higher their engagement. Let me give you an example. As you know, I, as a child, and some would say still today, have really bad attention disorders. And back in the day, if you gave me the newspaper and you handed me the art section, I wouldn't read a single word. You'd be lucky if I looked at a photo. Couldn't give it. You know what? Right? I was about to commit right there.
You're
right?
About to make us put a little E next to this episode here.
Yes, explicit. I couldn't care about the art section, right? Not relevant to me. But if you handed me the sports page, even though I have really bad attention disorders, I would crush every article and I'd even read about NASCAR, even though they only drive left, just because I'd want to have a conversation with somebody who's a fan and heckle them for a sport that only drives one direction, right? but the reason I'd read every article is it's hyper relevant to me. So when you're creating that journey, that customer journey, you want to make sure hook their attention based on their priorities and interests. You want to diagnose that underlying problem or desire and help them connect the dots to your marketing argument, which Marcus just laid out really well. And before systematically seeking to answer every potential question or objection that creates resistance to the sale. And once you've defined your customer story arc, you can create specific campaigns. And that is where the fun really happens, mm-hmm. right? Can we talk about first specific campaigns, and then we'll kind of lift the veil to the audience and we'll talk about some of our campaigns that they've had exposure to over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sounds good. So I think the, you know, like let's take this concept and nuts and bolt it just a little bit.
Okay.
Because, you know, we're working through this process with a few clients right now. I think like four or five, because it's foundational, right? If you want to do all of your marketing the right way from the beginning, you start with this process and then everything grows out of it. And so we're working on this with a lot of clients all the time. And the first step is usually a very long meeting. And during that meeting, we're going to go through the types of questions and conversations we just had. It's going to start with choosing a specific customer segment, one customer segment to start with. We might find that this campaign works for multiple segments, but we're envisioning it for one because we want to make sure that it works for at least one, mm-hmm. right? So more specific, better. So once we've identified that customer segment, then the next step is defining the argument that you're going to deliver to them. Right? What is it that they need to believe in order to buy? Right? And so, for example, Wirebuzz. If you believe that video has special superpowers and that those special superpowers can deliver ROI,
right?
Then if you're going to create content that's designed to last for years, it only follows that you should use a video because it will get better results for years and more than justify the cost.
Right.
What is that? That's a marketing argument that we've used
right.
as part of our ROI campaign.
Right.
Right. That's a specific marketing argument, a specific way of bridging people through our journey so that they decide video, it makes a lot of sense. But that's just one marketing argument, one campaign. And so you think about what different types of people might care about. We already talked about another potential type of campaign. Right. So the digital marketer who's working at a traditional organization and has a tiny budget wants a seat at the table. Right. In that scenario, we would talk about the fact that, you know, if you write a blog post, is your CEO watching that blog, reading that blog post? Really?
Mm-mm.
Probably not so much. But if you make a cool video for your homepage, I guarantee you that your CEO is going to pay attention. And if you knock that out of the park, that wins you a lot of street cred. And over time, you're able to accumulate wins and get a seat at the table. How often have we helped organizations improve the profile of their marketing team?
Absolutely.
Over and over.
Oh, we even have marketing clients at a big company that have said, can you create a video that explains what the marketing team does? Because we've tried to explain it to people, but they're not going to listen to us. Can you create an interesting video so they know what we're doing works? Mm-hmm. Like, that's even more transparent. That means the people inside the office aren't even really aware what marketing does, but the marketers know if they create a video, it'll be an aha moment internally.
Right. So it's really, you know, we have all of these different campaigns. We choose the one person. We sort of lay out the marketing argument, and then you define, okay, so we have this argument. What are the things people need to know and believe in order for that argument to follow? And as much as you can, you want to communicate that information before you're selling anything to them.
Mm-hmm.
Because then when you offer it, they're not going to have a bunch of questions in their mind that creates resistance. The argument follows. You deliver the premises, the information, and the beliefs first. Then you deliver the conclusion, and then people will agree with your conclusion. It's just like your English teacher taught you in middle school, right? You build your argument one paragraph at a time, and then you deliver the conclusion, and the conclusion follows if the premises were true. This is all we're doing here. We just have to be very deliberate. This is the hard work that you do first that makes everything easier down the line.
And this fits within strategy.
Absolutely.
Like, you pull that out, like you're prying teeth from people to figure out what is the journey their customers go on. And there's often a different journey for different personas.
Mm-hmm. And so we're again, just to keep things very, very tight and focused, you're thinking about one person and what one marketing argument you can deliver to that one type of person is. Then you're going to make a list of all of the things you need to transfer from your head into their head. Then you're going to sequence that based on the customer journey that we've already laid out, right? Proper sequence, what they care about now, diagnose the underlying issue, introduce the solution category, and then explain why yours is differentiated in the best, overcome resistance, right? So you're organizing all of this information into that narrative flow. And then you put that out on your website. Now, if you're going to get this started, maybe you already have a website, maybe you don't. Either way, you need to not think of your website in terms of limitations. If you need to start over, start over. Because this is the most valuable asset that your marketing and sales team has. So pull up a piece of paper and start thinking in terms of a wireframe. Okay, your headline is the initial value proposition, right? That what is that hook that we've that is going to get that person's attention. And then you just start working down the page. If there are decisions or segments where people split off in different directions, you use navigational elements. You start, okay, now if I'm going to have this much on this page, and then you're defining, okay, I need to do this here, this here, and this here in order for the sequence to work. Once you have that rough map, then to answer your question from earlier, how does video fit into this equation? Anywhere that you have more content than a paragraph and a headline, that's a video, or it's another page that you need to send someone to. Now, if you're sending people to 5, 6, 7, 10 pages in order to navigate through your journey, you lose control. Every time you ask someone to click, that's 98% of people aren't taking that action.
Right.
So the video is going to be, you know, substantially more engaged than a link click. But either way, you need to have clean navigation and you need to provide all of the information. One way or another, whether you're using a video in an ideal scenario or pushing people to another page, all of the information. People buy because they agree with your argument and they feel like they have had enough specificity to feel confident. Don't hide anything from them. Don't believe that you can hide.
And when Marcus says, don't hide anything from them, well, you're going to want to listen to the next episode, episode 143, where we talk about turning your website into your best salesperson and why you should be discussing pricing on that site. So when we say don't hide, we mean all cards up on the playing surface, show them, and you're going to want to hear that because this is almost like a part one, part two, right? We're going to knock it down as soon as I say bye for now on this episode, right?
Mm-hmm.
You cool with that?
Let's do it.
All right. So look, if this episode was valuable to you, iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play is where we put our latest episodes. We also are consistently putting up new tips, new tactics and tricks, latest breaking news on our LinkedIn and Twitter. Even our WireBuzz Facebook page is going to have lots of new content. You're not going to want to miss that information there. And if you want to learn how to guarantee your videos generate a return on investment, and Lord knows that's why we're all doing this. It is all about ROI, and if you need to figure it all out, well, we created a 5-part web-based mini course. When I say we, I mean Marcus wrote the whole damn thing. I got in front of the camera like the monkey in a suit, talked into the teleprompter.
You did that better than I could have done that. So it was really just leveraging both of our unique abilities.
Yeah, right? It worked. And so we teach the secrets to guaranteeing your videos generate ROI, and you can get access to that. You can use it to advance your business or even to tee up a conversation that you'd like to have with us. Get it at wirebuzz.com/ROI. And hey, we were talking a few moments ago about the different campaigns, right, that we run. And as a listener of this podcast, I just walked you through one of them, the ROI mini course. That's one of our campaigns. And another one is attention hacking and how to use video to accelerate your sales process. And we're quite proud of that. I mean, we've been trailblazing this for a long time. And if you want to see me give a 35-minute, basically a webinar or a speech on this topic and visually show you how to accelerate your sales process, there's not a better place to go than wirebuzz.com/speedo. And in the first minute, Marcus is already smiling at me and now I'm blushing.
No, it's okay. It was really funny because the way you described it was like, if you want to hear me just talking about this for 35 minutes, the best place to go. I wanted to be like, the only place to go is.
Yeah. Oh, but I'm a marketer, right?
Right.
So my core, I'm like, and the best place.
You always got to use the best.
Yeah, it's always the best. But it really is, just for the record, it's the only place you'll find it, right? Yep. Wirebuzz.com/speedo. And in the first 2-3 minutes, you'll hear my most embarrassing story ever, where I'm in public walking around on the side of the freeway in a speedo because I'm attention hacking. and moving somebody very special to me through a buyer's journey.
The quote unquote.
Right on. Wirebuzz.com/Speedo. If any of you have any questions, don't hesitate to hit us up. A lot of these questions end up becoming topics and we love doing it. And if there's news or information that you want to bring to our attention, hit us up. All right. Looking forward to it. And make sure you tune in for the next episode because we're going to break down all that information that you need to have to turn your website into your best salesperson. So why do we do this? Because we know the time right now is the perfect time for you to start learning about video and marketing and that intersection between video, marketing, and digital, where all these things come together. And the sooner you start understanding the concepts and how to leverage these tools to accelerate your, you know, your revenue, well, when that happens, you'll be a video marketing master. Peace.